One of the most important functions at one of the most important functions in putting a man into orbit around the Earth is voice communications, both with the satellite and with ground tracking stations around the Earth, keeping track of that satellite, making sure that its path is proper. Here's Mr. Dwayne Robertson of SCAMA, the voice system at Goddard Space Flight Center, Greenbelt, Maryland. Would you tell me, Mr. Robertson, what SCAMA, this word SCAMA, means?
The word SCAMA is short for switching, conferencing, and monitoring arrangement.
And that word wraps up all the voice functions, is that right?
Yes, as far as the manned satellite communication network is concerned.
Well, as voice systems manager, what sort of duties does this entail in keeping voice communications open around the world?
We have the responsibility here at Goddard of all long-line communications. We handle all communications between Mercury Control Center and all Mercury tracking stations, as well as numerous scientific satellite tracking stations.
Does this utilize some of the Goddard voice links that are used for other things?
Yes, we have some circuits that are multi-purpose circuits. We have basically two networks here, though. We have the manned satellite tracking network and the Mercury. We do overlap in many instances, though.
Uh-huh. Where do you have these voice links set up for the Mercury program?
For the Mercury program, we have voice network to all sites, as well as two normal tracking ships. These are a combination of just about every transmission media you can find. We go microwave, cable, both landline cable, undersea cable. We have in the Mercury system 11 HF radio paths to keep up constantly. Our longest circuit is to Mushe in Australia, some 16,500 circuit miles.
Well, as we look at your SCAMA control center here at Goddard, we've seen a simulated flight underway. We've seen you with some of the types of problems that come up. What do you think of the operation today?
I think as the first simulation for this next mission, it went very well. Of course, after quite a long layoff, everybody is a little rusty.
That's where the simulations help, isn't it?
That's right. By time mission day, we just considered another simulation.
It sharpens them up in a hurry, huh?
I'll say it does.
Hold on a minute.
Would you spot for our listeners where these voice links go from the master control center here at Goddard? Where are these voice links connected?
Goddard is the communications control for the network. The flight is controlled from Cape Canaveral. We have eight lines linking Goddard and Cape Canaveral. After liftoff of the capsule, we follow it right around on its path of flight with the voice network. We first go to Bermuda, Grand Canary Islands, Kano in Nigeria, Zanzibar, Mushe in Australia, and Woomer also in Australia, to the mobile ship, the Coastal Sentry, to Canton Island, Kauai and the Hawaiian Islands, to the Rose Knot, another ship. We go to the Range Tracker, which is another ship. We go to Point Arguella, White Sands, Guaymas in Mexico, Corpus Christi, Texas, Eglin Air Force Base, and then we're ready to commence our second orbit.
Back at Cape Canaveral. You went all the way around the Earth to the east, I believe, there, as you enumerated those. Do you have much trouble in maintaining these voice links?
We have considerable trouble, especially in our HF radio links that are subject to HF propagation and periods of transition from their daytime to their nighttime frequencies and vice versa. This gives us most of our trouble.
You mentioned the switching function. You mentioned the switching function performed here in the SCAMA control center. Tell us something about this big lighted panel there. This looks like an overgrown telephone switchboard.
Essentially, that's what it is. But unlike the ordinary telephone, this is a complete four-wire system. That means that our transmit and receive path is always kept separate. We control all conferencing and switching functions from the master switchboard here at Goddard. We can set up individual calls, three-party conferences, or the main conference that we use during the Mercury flights, where all stations are conferenced. This is not a true conference in the true sense of the word. We have all stations conferenced on a monitor basis, and we control the talkers.
Well, there are a lot of talkers on the ground. How many of these can talk to the capsule?
Our main tracking sites have voice with the astronaut. We
do about a half a dozen of those, aren't there? Oh, excuse me.
Right. We have voice with the astronaut at all sites except Woomera in Australia, White Sands, and Eglin Air Force Base. All other sites can converse with the astronaut, and as he makes his pass over their station, he can put it into the Goddard voice loop for monitoring at Goddard and Cape Canaveral.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Robertson. Mr. Dwayne Robertson, Voice System Manager for NASA Communications at Goddard Space Flight Center, Greenbelt, Maryland.
Now let it keep rolling.
Hold on a second.
Here's Mr. Bill Atkinson, Space Communication Facilities Control Supervisor. Here's Mr. Bill Atkins, Space Communications Facilities Control Supervisor. Mr. Atkins, could you tell us what your function is, yours and your staff?
My function is to supervise and maintain all equipment and radio circuits radiating in and out of Goddard Space Flight Center to the extent that where we have the highest reliability that is humanly possible, such as the 83B2 automatic switching system, landlines, domestic and foreign, submarine cables, high-frequency radio circuits from fixed land stations, including ships.
Hold it, Will.
Okay. My primary function is to anticipate any potential radio and teletype circuit failures before they happen. Preventive maintenance is also an important part of my function.
Do you have a series of checkout systems and regular maintenance checks to carry this out?
Yes, we do. We have a daily systems check whereby all the equipment is checked out thoroughly to find any trouble areas that may happen or may occur during an important man in space launch.
Let's see, what else can we do? Well, now, Bill, would you tell me more about the particular networks that you work on, both the voice and the teletype circuits? Is that it?
Yes, I have all the teletype circuits radiating in and out of Goddard. About
how many teletype circuits do you have?
We have approximately 23 teletype circuits, starting from Bermuda, going to Canary Islands, down to Kano, Zanzibar. I'm giving you the network. Around to Australia circuits, Muche, Woomera, Canton Island, Honolulu, Guaymas, Mexico, and across the states, Texas, White Sands, Eglin.
Does the computer processing section help you in checking out these circuits?
Yes, they do. They run tests for us, and we take distortion readings, bias readings, and check out the MILGO equipment in this fashion.
Do you have backup equipment here in your teletype room also?
Yes, we have spare equipment here in case of a failure or of a part of our equipment, we have facilities whereby we can patch inward systems or the outward system.
With no loss in circuitry or time, huh?
With no loss or circuit time, yes, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Atkins. Mr. Bill Atkins, Space Communications Facilities Control Supervisor.